It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
This popular public service announcement rippled across America throughout the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, urging parents to be vigilant in protecting their children in light of an escalation of incidents of child abuse and kidnapping. The message from this PSA soon reverberated in other countries, including Jamaica, as the number of reported cases of children going missing and being abused began to increase. In fact, there were 8,030 reported cases of child abuse in Jamaica for the period January to August 2013. Statistics from the Office of the Children's Registry show that a case of child abuse is reported every 30 minutes. Citizens are being encouraged to report these cases in order to bring perpetrators to justice and, more importantly, give these children and their families opportunities for well-needed counseling and assistance. The aim, though, is to get in front of the issue of child abuse, that is, stopping it before it even occurs. Parents and guardians play an integral role in making this possible.
More vigilant with their children in terms of how they are taken to school. If they are sent alone, depends on the age of the child. Be careful in terms of if they have to leave the children with anybody. We are finding more and more that relatives are abusers themselves. And most importantly, create avenues where you can actually talk to the child, informing them of things to look out for, you know, the whole good touch, bad touch.
Acting Chief Executive Officer of the Child Development Agency, CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray. From an early age, have your child know that it's never okay for anyone, including relatives, to touch him or her in the pubic area or on the breasts. And be sure to explain clearly where these areas are. And in the event that children feel they've been inappropriately touched, encourage them to report this matter to you, the parent. Also, if the perpetrator is the other parent, let your children know that this matter should still be reported to the unoffending parent or a trusted adult, such as a guidance counselor. Also inform your children to never touch anyone inappropriately. Parents, teach your children to trust their instincts, explaining to them that if they ever feel scared or uncomfortable, they should get away as fast as they can and tell an adult. Also, teach them to be assertive by making sure they know it's okay to say no to an adult and to run away from adults in dangerous situations. Remind them that there is safety in numbers, encouraging them to play and walk home in groups. There are a few more tips geared towards preventing child abuse. If you are on the computer and a stranger asks for your name, age, and address, what do?
Log off immediately and tell your mommy and daddy. Never tell anyone that you are home alone.
And when offered gifts such as sweets from strangers, what then?
Don't take it. And if the person insists, run and scream.
But what if all the person needs is direction because they're lost?
Tell them. And if they offer me a ride for my kindness, I'd run away to a crowded area. Children should stay away from strangers and never go anywhere with them.
What if a relative wants you to play games that make you feel unsafe and uncomfortable?
Tell your mommy and daddy about it and don't be afraid to scream and yell. It's your body. You have a right to protect it.
This is true. Children have rights, and one of them is to be protected from all forms of abuse. Come Tuesday, November 19, the Child Development Agency will host a prayer vigil and concert dubbed Bless the Children in observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse. The event will be held at the Mandela Park in Halfway Tree, beginning at 5 p.m. The program is aimed at encouraging members of the society, adults and children alike, to better protect the nation's children.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.